Thank you for calling the customer service. This is Brandon, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, yesterday somebody charged my account for $92.90, and I did not authorize it, nor did I ever order anything from your company, and I want my money put back on my account.
Can I have your zip code?
63084.
Can I get your first name and last name?
Debbie Phillips. And if my money is not put back today, I'm contacting my attorney, and he will contact your lawyers. This is ridiculous. I have never had any dealings with your company, and I don't know how you got my account.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
What do you need my shipping address?
To go into your account.
That has nothing to do with my account.
Yes, ma'am, it does.
233 Twin Lakes Drive, Union, Missouri.
Okay. I see that on this account, on the 18th of February, Keto and Cleanse was ordered, weight loss supplements.
No, I have not ordered anything.
Okay, you didn't place those orders for $670 and $745?
No.
Okay, so your address is correct, 233 Twin Lakes Drive?
Yes.
Is your email phillips.debbie1956@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct. I want this $92.90 put back in my account today. I did not authorize any purchases.
Okay, well, do you think anyone in your household placed that order using all your correct information?
No, it's myself and my husband.
So do you think that the order is fraud?
I think this order is bogus. I did not give authorization for $92.90.
Well, did you place the original order, ma'am?
No.
So do you think that the order is fraud?
I do.
Okay, well, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you do not recall placing that order for $670 and $745 on February the 18th.
I do not recall that, no. And I definitely did not place an order for $92.90. I never gave anybody the okay to place that order and take that money from my account yesterday.
Well, when the products was ordered, ma'am, the products was on a 14-day trial period. And whoever will place the order, if they didn't call, they will be billed the full price for them, $92.90 and $91.89.
I want it taken off my account. I have not received those products. I do not want those products. I want the $92.90 placed back in my account, and I want no further dealings with your company.
Okay, well, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the U.S. Postal
Inspector. And I am going to be reporting it to my local police department that you took $92.90 out of my account.
Okay, well, I just want you to be aware. You can call back later if you would like to ask any of your family members if they placed the order.
Okay, I want you to be aware that the $92.90 better be back in my account today, or there will be police department contacting your company.
Okay.
So do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. So you like to proceed with the investigation?
I do, because I want my money back in my account. Do you understand that? If the money is back in my account today, I will drop the whole thing.
So have you disputed the charges with your bank?
I can't hear you. What?
Have you disputed the charges with your bank?
Not yet. As long as the money is back in my account today, I will not dispute the charges. If it's
okay,
not in my bank today, I will dispute the charges.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what I can do for you as a courtesy is refund those charges, including the shipping and handling, and the investigation is now pending.
That's fine. Same here. The investigation is pending until I get the 9290 back in my account.
Okay. Well, your refunds are showing your account within 3 to 5 business days. Anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that'll be fine.
All right, have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.